Punch Pod in stereo. Every week, Punch Pod brings you live stand-up comedy from Seattle. And now, episode 105.
Oh, I feel good up here. I do. I feel so good. I feel content. Oh, that's a good-ass word, right? Content, it tastes good. Rolls off my list. I like it. It does. Content. Kind of sounds like something a vagina would take on a camping trip. Where are you?
I saw a movie for the first time recently called Snakes on a Plane. I went into it being like, this is going to be a garbage film. I came out being like, that's one of the greatest things to come out of America. Here's what I like about it. The fact that it was made. I feel like there were just like five guys in a room, and they were like, what are two things people are afraid of? Snakes? Flying. Snakes on a plane. I feel like that's a solid formula. We could take other directions. We could be like, I don't know, spiders? Disappointing your father. Spiders the musical.
Was called into principal's office because one of my kids called another kid on the playground a fuck horse. I wasn't even mad. I was like, being descriptive. I don't really get how they describe schools here in Seattle. They'll say, you know, this school is high poverty, this school is so poor. I'm like, that's not poor, because I grew up on Saipan, and on a tropical island, we ran out of water a lot, and the principal told us, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. And that was for the drinking water. really gross. Right? I don't like Seattle public schools, because they started doing things like teaching my kids about bullying, you know, how to spot a bully, what to do when you see a bully. And it's really ruined my parenting style. Because that takes away all my tools, right? I can't threaten him, I can't intimidate him, I can't call him a fuck horse anymore. That was
I had a friend of mine visit me from Canada. At the border, she said she was asked the question, are you a terrorist? She said she thought that was a stupid question and asked me who would actually say yes to that. Thought about it. Wouldn't a terrorist? Like, I think it's unfair to assume that just because someone's a terrorist, they're also a liar. Like, having one bad quality doesn't give you every single other bad quality. Like, you can murder someone and not be a racist. Like, and even if all terrorists were liars, I still don't think that's a stupid question. They might not all be good liars. Are you a terrorist? No! Yeah, right. I don't even know what that means. You're a terrorist.
I ran out of money yesterday. Well, I ran out of money just now at the bar, but I ran out of most of my money yesterday, so I got food stamps today. I went to the DSHS office. I've been there a few times before. Last time I was there, I described my living situation to a guy, and he said to me, I'm just going to mark you down as homeless. So, that's good.
I walked out of a plaid pantry recently. There was a hippie girl outside of the plaid pantry, and she was playing guitar for tips. She said, excuse me, can you buy me a soda? And I said, no, I'm sorry. And she said, well, can you give me a dollar? And I said, no, because it's the same thing. It was in the soda part of the request that I objected to. It was the whole talking to you part. I'm not an anti-high fructose corn syrup activist. I'm an anti-you activist. If you can afford rainbow dreadlocks, you can afford a soda. Besides, if I give her money, I know she's just gonna spend it on drugs. And at that point, I walked around the side of the Plaid Pantry, I made my apple into a pipe. And the Plaid Pantry guy, he must have smelled the marijuana because he came out and he was like, hey, you can't do that out here. Get skedaddle. And I was like, well, I just bought an apple at a Plaid Pantry. What do you think I was gonna do with it? Eat it? This isn't food. This is a pipe at best. Maybe it's something you can throw at a church. That's about it.
My girlfriend just told me she doesn't want to have children. She wants to have cats. That's my type. And which is fine. So to get her acclimated to cats for her birthday, I left a dead bird on her porch.
I was listening to our national anthem the other day before a sporting event, not just on my iPod. And I was thinking about the title, the Star Spangled Banner. You don't really hear that word anywhere else. You know, I wouldn't be like, come on down to Jai Tai on Monday, it's gonna be spangled with great comedians. We're gonna go to the club after, it's gonna be spangled with fly honeys. They usually ignore me and spangle me with disappointment. It's a pretty good title. It's a lot better than the title of Ukraine's national anthem. Look this one up, and this is true. Ukraine's national anthem is called Ukraine Has Not Yet Perished. Just exhibiting that typical Ukrainian optimism. That's pretty depressing, but it's actually only the second most depressing national anthem, because Poland's national anthem is Mad World by Tears for Fears.
Punch Pod is recorded live at the Punchline Comedy Shows in Seattle. Tonight's episode starred David Leone, Daniel O'Connell, Mona Conception, Parker Postini, Devin Farrell, Nick Sahoya, Mike Coletta, and Andre Pecheron. This has been Punch Pod. Find more at punchlinecomedyshows.com. And thanks for listening. I'm your announcer, Carmen Wackett.